to a very special podcast. Maybe it's not so special. We're going to talk about Batman v Superman. Me and Rachel just got out of the theater, and Gabe is joining us.
Hello.
He saw it yesterday?
I saw it yesterday, yeah. Last night.
So we all feel...
So many things.
Many things about this movie.
I feel one thing in particular.
Let me preface this. This is going to be one of the most negative... podcasts about this movie that you've ever heard. So if you're a big fan of what you saw in the theater, and also
listen,
spoilers, we're gonna spoil
you
the fuck
gotta
out.
Listen. If you're a big fan of what you just saw in the theater, you gotta fucking listen to this.
Yeah.
All right, just expect.
Also, we're not spoiling anything. It's all trash.
Yeah. God. Okay.
You can't really spoil anything. Like everything that happens is in the trailers.
Should we preface this with all of our expectations and thoughts going into the movie? Because I think that I don't know, at least for me, that's why I feel the way I do.
Yes, let's roundtable it real quick.
Well, like what I thought it was going to be going in?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
I thought it was going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And it managed to outdo that.
Yeah. I agree with Gabe. Howdy. Yeah.
Okay, so... I love superheroes. I particularly love Batman. I think Batman maybe is right under Spider-Man for me. I think that superheroes are great, and I believe in Batman and Superman. Like, I think that there's great stories to tell, and there's amazing movies that can be made with these characters, and there is potential here. And so I wanted to give this movie a chance, and also like the cast. I love.
Right, we're gonna get to
a lot of
later.
Yeah. We're gonna the cast is a thing, but like, I don't know. Like, I didn't go in here, you know, wanting to hate this or expecting to hate this or whatever. I wanted to see what it could, what they had in store for me, and also like Zack Snyder in particular. I don't know if that's on the agenda.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So, all right. Yeah. So. Basically, going in, I wanted to have faith. I was optimistic. I love these characters, and I want to see them. I want to see someone do them justice in a film. Dawn of Justice. Anyways, yeah. So, but yeah, Jesus. Okay, so how about we hop into the agenda?
Okay, so the first item on the agenda is what?
What does that mean?
It means, what the fuck did we just watch? Like, we... Okay, so... So we went to the... Javi and I went to the movie. And the movie just started. There were no previews. Nothing to indicate that the movie was starting. And for the first, 10, 20 minutes until I had to get up and leave the theater because I was so aggravated.
Is it because...
We were confused. You described it as... watching a bunch of deleted scenes.
Half an hour of deleted scenes.
Because the first 20 minutes or half hour was just shooting from one scene to the next with no kind of...
No through line.
Yeah.
It was desert.
Yeah.
Like Caribbean.
Well, first of all, the movie starts with Bruce Wayne's origin story, which why? Why?
Which,
why?
How did the bats... levitate his ass.
He was levitating.
Well,
was that a dream?
Dream sequence? Okay. Was it a dream sequence?
It's like not clear. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Let's. We have to assume it's a dream because people don't levitate.
Right.
Yeah. But why?
Or it's,
why?
It's symbology.
Yeah. But he's never once scared of bats. Why
he,
is
he gets
Batman?
Over that fear pretty pretty quick.
Oh, there's the bats. Take me home. And that's what
Take
happens.
Take me home, bats.
Yeah.
Also, like the opening is like. Hilariously over dramatic.
Yes.
With like the slow motion pearls and shit.
Yes.
And then Martha.
And they stole, like, they love. Zack Snyder must love that scene from Gladiator when he's walking through the field and like running his
touching
hands over
the grass,
wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted to steal that every chance he could get.
That imagery is all over Man of Steel, like from the trailers that I've seen. Like Superman walks through a field of wheat and touches it with his hands and stuff.
You get it. You saw Gladiator.
So, I get the impression that Zack Snyder is a man who...
Nope. Save it for Zack Snyder.
All right.
Sorry.
See, a problem with just, like, recording or, like, trying to have, like, a schedule for this, it's going to help in the end, is just my brain is hopping from like one horrible bit to like another. And it's like, how you're talking about having like open expectations or like more open, going in like more open-minded at like the beginning and just like going in like that. And like 20 minutes in, I was thinking like, wow, this is like, this is something else. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. And then I was like, am I being,
no,
am
you're
I
being not
too negative? I'm going to try. Okay. I'm going to clear my mind. Let's start fresh. Here we go.
What, that's what's frustrating.
Why are we hopping scenes again? Yeah, what is the thread line here?
So that's what's really insulting to me, is that like there are instances where I feel that some people do have that like preconceived, like, I don't know, people are over superhero films. They hate superhero films, or, you know, it already starts in the negative and you have to earn the audience's trust from there. This movie just buries you. Just it breaks you down. And like, I went in optimistic and trying to find anything that I could, you know, go, well, that was all right. And honestly, like, we had, I think, maybe 20 minutes left in the film. And it was when, you know, the, what is it called? The fucking Batwing. The Batwing is outside of that thing, and he's going to save Martha Kent.
There was a Batwing? I fell asleep.
Yeah, you were asleep during that. But yeah, so he's going to save Martha Kent, and I'm like, okay, so this is that, what I keep hearing about, and it was in the trailers, where I keep hearing about, well, you know, the Batman sequences are kind of neat. Like, Batman's kind of cool in this.
False.
So that thing comes up, and I'm like, okay, so here's, that sequence is about to start. But at this point, we're over 2 hours into the movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over. The game is over. You lost. This movie is fucking unacceptable. And I don't care how good this scene is. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, I'm done here. I'm done. I'm angry. And fuck this movie. I was so mad.
So was it... Okay, so earlier in the day, Javi and I watched Universal Studios' Fast and Furious ride, which looks like poo-poo garbage. Like, just flying cars coming out of nowhere, Hot Wheels shit. And watching Bruce Wayne fly through the city in that incoherent trash mess. Do you remember that scene? Where the people were... I don't even know what the plot was. What was the plot?
There is no plot.
So, the I don't know, the Batmobile is chasing people in cargo trucks or some shit. And then people...
What are the stakes? Who is he chasing?
Like, one of the things is like a convertible and a guy has a bazooka or some shit.
A little minigun in the back of the SUV.
Well, so like that, he's going after like LexCorp or something there.
Why?
But the bigger problem is, why does Superman stop him?
Does he? I don't...
Yeah, he says the Batman ends tonight or is buried or some bullshit.
Superman just like stands still and the car crashes.
This symbol comes up in the air, don't go to it or some shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Did Superman not see like the fucking semi truck with the Gatling gun pouring out of the back?
And the guy who ran into the gas truck
with the truck full of fucking kryptonite?
This fucking movie. I couldn't follow that action scene, and I love action movies, and I was like,
even if you're trying to enjoy it from that angle, it's not there.
It felt dyslexic.
So,
yes.
Were you trying to catch up to something that is already jumbled and a mess and you can't?
And schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Schizophrenic is a good descriptor for this entire film. Mm-hmm. It's all over the place. No, the scenes that lead into the other scenes, they don't lead into each other. No. They're just nonsense.
Let's put the scene next to this other scene.
And oh man, okay, so this is a nugget of like how I feel about a lot of this is, it wanted to, the movie had several things that it wanted to do that it felt were, I guess, highbrow or like kind of interesting concepts, like the concept of like looking at Superman as a god and what that means for society and all that shit, but it just casually throws it out there apropos of nothing. It never earns any of it.
No, man, he does graffiti on the statue.
Yeah, and
it's fucking Banksy.
So it does this shit time and time again, not just with Superman God complex. Like, Lex throws that shit out all the time. And then, like, Batman, you know, being going too far or whatever. And
did he ever?
go too far?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kills people. Does he? It's pretty bad. Yeah. he's branding people. Yeah.
Oh my god. Remember that scene where the guy walks in with a shotgun to that underground thing or whatever? Yes. Mm-hmm. And he could probably definitely see the guy. No. But like before that, he could definitely see the guy with his own two eyes. The camera didn't have to catch up to this. Uh-huh. He walks into the room, is confused, finally sees the guy 2 feet in front of him, chained to a radiator. Yeah. Doesn't see Batman hanging in the rafters. In the
Oh my god, that looks so funny. Way. Just like awkwardly whole. I was expecting him to go like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, like Batman's perched up there, and this is totally superficial, but still, it was so silly looking. Like Batman's up in the corner with both arms out, and his legs are awkwardly holding him up. Like he looked so awkward. It was comical, and like you can make a stylistic choice right there to have him just perched on like a shelf, a bookshelf, anything. Like have him hunched over like an empty room with Batman.
A single radiator in it and a single human man.
It was hilarious. It reminded me of Metal Gear the Twin Snakes, where instead of having Snake hiding against the wall like a normal human being, they had him just like that up in the corner. It, like, in the original game, he was hiding against the thing when the DARPA chief, like, turns and the camera turns over. Mm-hmm. But in Twin Snakes, the camera turns over, Snake's not there, and then the camera looks up, and he's up in the fucking corner like Batman was. And it's like, what is this? What are you doing?
This was Metal Gear movie.
Yeah.
But Kojima could do a better job, honestly.
Yeah. But back to the whole heavy-handed messages that were you were beaten over the head with. And here's the thing. I don't think that a Superman movie or a Batman versus Superman movie shouldn't go there. Mm-hmm. It's just that you need to be more tactful. Like, you need to earn it. And so, like, a good example of how this fails is, remember The Dark Knight? Remember the end of The Dark Knight when Gary Oldman says that speech about, you know, this is not the hero that Gotham needs, but it's the one, or it's not the hero Gotham deserves, but it's the one that it needs right now. And he is our Dark Knight. And the movie ends on that. And I don't know about you guys, but as an audience member, I was left inspired by that. Like, that was a movie magic moment there.
You mean when they go to Bruce Wayne's funeral and then cut away to something else and then come back to the funeral? Or was that this movie where they were at a funeral? They're at Superman's funeral, and then Bruce Wayne went to talk to somebody, and then she's at the graveyard.
Yeah.
And then dirt levitates.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't leave you with that powerful guttural punch.
Like, I tried to like talk to some people about this movie after I saw it, but it's like I can't call it bad.
I can. I will because, call it that till I'm dead.
Because I've used bad to describe a lot better.
And it's like, unacceptable. It's a fucking shame. This movie's a shame.
Say that.
I'm angry.
Thing that you're not disappointed.
Like, you know, when a parent tells you, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. No, I'm not disappointed. I'm angry.
Everything.
Yeah. No. And so, what I was getting at with that Gary Oldman monologue, and how like that was a powerful fucking moment in that film, and the whole film led up to it, where like this is a selfless hero of this city, and you know, you felt that impact when you saw that. Now imagine if Gary Oldman, imagine if the movie opened with that monologue. No, yeah. Like seriously.
Yeah.
It just, what if it opened with that monologue and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You didn't earn this. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And that's what this movie does again and again and again, thinking that the audience is fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. It's insulting. And actually, like, I was thinking about how people call the Michael Bay Transformers films insulting and pandering, and yes, they are, but
they're better than this.
They are better than this. I've never felt so offended.
Harvey and I came to the consensus that Batman Forever is better than this. I would watch that movie a million times.
I actually like Batman Forever. I think Batman and Robin is the truly bad one. Batman Forever is kind of, it knows what it is, and it's
happening. Batman and Robin is better than this.
Batman and Robin's better than this. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, at least it wasn't like trying to be, you know, a moral compass.
So was there like a point of no return for you guys in the movie?
The first 10 minutes. Honestly, I checked out almost immediately.
Because, like, for me, and I'm pretty sure Surge as well, because we both had the exact same reaction, it was the dream within a dream, maybe within a dream sequence.
Is that where he went to the desert and the desert mosquitoes attacked with him? The
fucking Omega letter in the goddamn sand.
Yeah. What? And then, you might not have noticed that. There's a God of War Omega thing in the fucking sand out in the distance.
And it's like, what is this supposed to mean? What fucking imagery you have going on here? And then, like, what, like, I guess they're called the Darkwing people, or what? What's the main bad guy of DC?
The Joker?
It's the Joker.
it's like the Thanos Brainiac? Of DC. No. It's like Dark something.
Dark Side,
yeah.
Yeah, Dark Side, that's it. So, like, those things are there. And so it's... That part is Batman having, like, a premonition about the future in the desert, where Superman is there and, like, kills him for some reason, which then triggers him to wake up in his Batcave. And then the Flash comes back in time to warn him about Lois Lane dying and then Superman going bad.
How is it the Flash? And then he
wakes up again.
But how is it the Flash at all? You'll
find out in Justice League, directed and written by Zack Snyder and David Goyer.
But that scene literally ended and Javi went, okay, none of that matters.
None of the... Nothing mattered.
So, once the Flash went away there, Serge and I just both audibly, almost simultaneously, just went, what the fuck just happened?
Gabe, I couldn't stop saying, oh my god, what is this? The entire movie. I said, oh my god, probably 100 times. I couldn't follow the plot. I didn't like any of the characters except for Wonder Woman. Aquaman looked like a boob. He looked so stupid.
Did you guys play Roman Reigns' entrance music when you saw Aquaman?
Also, he stared way too long at the camera doing nothing. That was really awkward.
And then, like, wound up his fist and then, like, kind of did a double take and then stabbed it with a trident or something. I don't know. But that was the cheesiest way to, like, tease other superheroes. It's just like a fucking email that says, who are you?
Yeah, and they all have symbols already.
What did he say? It was like, ... this is you. And then she scrolls down a little bit. Who are you?
Everyone in this movie is so fucking stupid.
Yes.
Wonder Woman's good. I'm just gonna stand for her real quick.
I don't even feel comfortable saying she's good. She just didn't do anything terrible.
Wait. Yeah. Can we back up to Grandma's apple pie or whatever?
The peaches?
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
Holly Hunter was great. I liked her great character. No, and then they fucking murder her.
So here's the thing. With at least a bottle this, of pee.
Yep.
Here's how I feel about it. Is it like the cat? Or I guess we've moved on to cast.
Yeah. So this organization's out the window.
I feel like a lot of the cast, I like them a lot. I love Holly Hunter. I love Amy Adams. I love Ben Affleck.
I love Larry Fish.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne. Okay, so I leaned over to Rachel and I'm like, wow. Lawrence Fishburne, because every single scene with Lawrence Fishburne had at least a little joke in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's the only one providing any levity to this entire movie. And I feel like a half a heartbeat when he's on screen. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh my god, that's what humanity feels like. Holy shit.
I'm alive.
I'm alive. Like, I haven't felt... I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm fresh off it, so maybe I'll feel differently later, but
no, it lingers.
It
eats away at you.
Like, no, this feels like a Star Wars prequel. This feels worse than a Star Wars prequel.
It does, though.
The prequels are better than this.
You guys, have we hit a new rock bottom?
And I'm angry.
I don't want to be hyperbolic about it, but like this is like a new low.
Yeah,
it is, and it's. It's a shame because you have a lot of talented people involved. You have a lot of, like, properties that mean a lot to people involved. You have all this money being burned on screen, hence my tweet. Mm-hmm. and you have these fucking idiots in charge of it. David Goyer and Zack Snyder are simpletons.
Okay, but so
they are.
You guys remember Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
That fun little romp that was actually... I saw the movie six times in the theaters. Okay. I love that movie.
Yeah, and so I wanted to touch on why I didn't want to write this movie off going into it. It's because, like, I believe that there are talented directors who happen to have unfortunate scripts or they just have a bad... You know, a project goes wrong. Like, I think that people are very fickle, and I told Rachel this earlier, that like if Christopher Nolan made a really bad movie, everybody would turn on him and say he always sucked, or the, you know, like, who cares, Christopher Nolan's garbage now. Mm-hmm. Even though like he's made some great movies in the past. And I mean, actually, that did happen. People, a lot of people, Interstellar, and a lot of people didn't like The Dark Knight Rises and says it's trash, right? So that's a thing that happens. And in an example that I always point to is Brett Ratner, who, you know, made Red Dragon, which I love. Rush Hour is a lot of fun. You know, he's made good movies.
His sex is bullshit aside.
Yes, he's a scumbag. Personally, he said some terrible things.
Also, fuck you, Jeremy Irons. Get out of my movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of unfortunate people in here in their private life, and there's things that they've said publicly. But you know, I'm just saying that, like, it's not like you have a misstep or you make a bad movie and you were talentless all along. But like Zack Snyder, let's be real, Zack Snyder can make beautiful pictures.
Dawn of the Dead was very good. So 300 was enjoyable.
Dawn of the Dead was written by James Gunn. Had a very strong script.
Awesome.
So Zack Snyder took that great script and made pretty pictures with it, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker Punch was written by Zack Snyder, and we all know how that turned out.
Oscar Isaac couldn't even say that movie.
Watchmen was written by David Hayter, my boy. Solid Snake himself. And Watchmen, yeah, I understand the mixed feelings about it, but I think it was really faithful to the source material, and so was 300. 300 was shot for shot the source material.
See, those are my problems with those movies, of like, they're so, like...
lazy. Derivative. And not in a derogatory way. It's just that they are literally derivative.
It tried to make a comic book as a movie instead of just making a movie. That's like my biggest problem with Watchmen. I think Watchmen's
fine.
Yeah,
and that's fine, fair.
But
that's
like, fair. Watchmen is just like kind of boring as a movie.
I agree. You don't think 300 did a good job of that?
I haven't seen 300 in so long, so I can't really
I really like that movie. I don't know why.
No, a lot of people really like 300. I didn't care for it, and it's maybe I wouldn't like the comic either. Like, I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, Frank Miller can fuck off, but
I liked looking at 300.
Mm-hmm.
I thought... every frame of painting totally applies to that film. But the point I'm making here is that Zack Snyder, when someone else is in charge of the story, he can at least frame it in a pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's involved with the story, and David Goyer, who's a fucking hack,
mm-hmm.
no, like they're idiots.
Like
they're
David
idiots.
Goyer, like wrote. Or at least co-wrote Dark Knight, and the other writer for this is Chris Terrio, and he co-wrote Argo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm not too familiar with Goyer. Other than, like, what else has Goyer done?
Goyer, he wrote and directed Blade Trinity, which actually I like that movie a lot, but it's real stupid.
But only because of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
and Triple
literally.
H, guys.
Yeah, if Ryan Reynolds and Triple H were not in that movie, I don't think I'd like it.
Yeah.
But. I don't know, David Goyer comes off exactly how this movie comes off. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen him in
so
Comic-Con
cool.
panels, and he's very
this
much...
This movie is so fucking self-indulgent.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
the first thing I said in the Gone chat and the Facebook thing is, I feel like I just watched Zack Snyder masturbate for 2.5 hours.
Oh,
that's accurate.
I'd rather watch that, honestly.
It's accurate. It's accurate.
That would at least have a climax.
It would have a consistent plot. You go up and down, and then you end the movie. And this one, I had to turn to Javi and go, what is the plot?
And there's no answer to that.
There is no. And it's, you know, actually, it's good that we mentioned how 300 and Watchmen stick to the source material so hard that Zack Snyder is bordering on just recreating it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The key things that you saw in the promotional material and like decisions that were made in this film were basically recreating the Death and Return of Superman and the Dark Knight Returns
and Justice League Origins.
Mm-hmm.
And...
right. I mean, but there's like panels from the comics that have been recreated that, you know, and that's fine. That's neat. But like, it feels like that was the reason they made this movie rather than something they added to enrich the movie or like make a tribute to fans or whatever. It feels like this movie is an excuse for them to like recreate these things that were better than this fucking movie.
Well, and do you remember the trailer? It was Neil deGrasse Tyson and Holly Hunter talking about this guy with this god, not complex, because he didn't think he was god, but people viewed him as a god.
Yeah.
And that wasn't, I mean, it was a little bit in the movie, but it wasn't the driving force behind the movie, and that would have been better.
Yes.
Honestly. Instead of just Bruce Wayne's angry, and Superman is boring, and Lois Lane's there. Like, I didn't follow what they were trying to do at all.
Yeah, I don't even want to give it the credit of saying this movie was half-baked ideas. It was not baked at ideas. It's like, that's an idea. That's like, oh, what if, you know, we do this god, you know, comparison with Superman. People worship him, or people, you know, believe in him and all this stuff. That's a cool idea. Mm-hmm. Make a movie about that.
No, but don't do one scene.
Yeah, don't
in
throw it in there in one fucking scene and just be like, well, we did it, guys. Yep. Oh, man, that was really powerful. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And they do it again and again. It drives me crazy.
That movie felt like talking to a college psychology student. Like, they think they're so fucking smart.
Yeah, it's like a junior high kid who, like, has these edgy,
look
like,
how troubled Batman is with his nightmares about gargoyles breaking through his mother's tomb. And, oh my god, that bat. Okay, so the choreography of, like, the fight in the desert dream is, like, hilariously terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And it's one shot, Gabe.
Oh, wow. At what cost? Okay.
Can we just all go, man, Daredevil's good.
Yeah.
Man, Daredevil's so good.
Daredevil can pull off the little horns in a way that Batman definitely cannot. He looked like
little stumpy horns.
A big old dummy.
And I didn't mind the Martha save fight, like, where Batman was, like, fighting all the people in, like, the little shanty warehouse. That was definitely a step up from the desert scene.
That was, if that was an hour earlier in the film, I would have been like, well, that was cool.
Yeah.
But like I said, that scene came up, and I'm like, it's over. You can't come back.
Yeah.
Like, this may have been cool, but I'm done with you. And, like, I hate you. I hate this film.
I had, like, an okay time with, like, the final fight, too. It was, like, a total fucking, like, hodgepodge mess, but, you know, it was flashy and, like, spectacle, and it was an improvement. Also, just relative to everything else, it's just, like, this actually has, like, some continuity between the scenes.
Yeah.
Well,
but, like, in the fight where Batman's saving Martha, he gets shot in the head, like, four times. Like, point blank.
It just established Batman, his suit is bulletproof, so what's the point?
Yeah.
That's not how concussions work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or impact.
Hey, Daredevil's pretty good. I don't know if you've started season two. He gets a concussion.
Oh my God,
he literally gets a concussion from being shot in the face. So there you go.
But can we talk about...
Can we talk about Martha?
Yeah, can we talk about the women in this movie just for a tangent? Yeah. Because... didn't you tell me to take off my feminist hat?
I told Rachel before the movie started. I was like,
no,
maybe
don't,
like,
do that.
Maybe, like, switch off the feminist thing, and you won't, like, explode.
No, they made Batman into a sexist sociopath fucking monster who only decides to stop killing people at will because Superman's mom has the same name as his mom.
I reenacted that scene for Serge today. Martha.
But, like, the way that he treated Wonder Woman in that dress, like, you're wearing that dress and I've seen what women could do. Why are you trash? Why would you say that to a person you just met?
It established this universe's Bruce Wayne as a rich white man who's like, I can get anything I want, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about
there's
it.
There's a scene where he wakes up and there's a lady in his bed and he doesn't acknowledge her at all.
The movie doesn't acknowledge her.
It's just, you see, like, her elbow.
What the fuck? Yeah. And
they're just disposable background.
Yeah.
Like, God.
It's okay, baby. Let it out.
No, like, The Dark Knight touched on, you know, what it means to be a playboy or whatever, but it also established that, you know, Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne is, this is an act. This is him
pretending. He respected Selina Kyle.
Yeah, but like, you know, when he walks into that restaurant and then he's like, and the guy's like, you have to leave, sir. He's and like, he's like, nah, I'm buying the yeah. place. Fuck you guys. And he jumps into the pool with those women. He doesn't want to do that. He's doing that so that I can't remember. Like in the storyline, it helps distract people from him being Batman or something to that effect. I can't remember.
Something well written and thought out.
It's thought out. It's not just look how cool this fucking guy is. He gets anybody.
I'm fine with like painting Batman as like a troubled part, like still like being haunted by like his parents dying, like and like mm-hmm. violently so, but like not so like. Cartoony but at the same time like self-serious. It's like mm-hmm. it's like he has like it's like whoever wrote all like the mental illness scenes of this movie have like a third grade understanding of what mental illness is
and screenwriting.
Yeah,
it's and like they googled what PTSD stands for and they're like, I'm gonna do that.
But, like, he has the weight of the world on his shoulders, Gabe. People won't evacuate his building unless he calls them up and tells them to.
So that's an... Okay, so that's a good... I couldn't think of more than just the God complex of being heavy-handed, but that's another example of, like, I see what you're trying to do here. And it could be great if you do it correctly and thoughtfully.
You do not, yeah.
If you establish that Bruce Wayne is such... a compassionate, like, great boss to these people, and they all love him. Like, he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And he considers these people family. That's why, like, later in the movie, he gets that newspaper that says, you let your family die, and it shows Bruce Wayne or Wayne Tower knocked over or whatever. Mm-hmm. That could be a really powerful scene where you're like, oh my god, that's not cool. Go fuck him up, Batman. But, like, the movie opens with this, like, ham-fisted bullshit of like,
but he's going in a different direction. Like everybody's running away from the action, he's running towards the mm-hmm. action.
And the guy's so like, "Oh, Bruce, my legs! I can't feel my legs. Thanks, boss. Anything for you."
Yeah.
It was some Where's Metal Gear
mom,
shit right
girl?
There.
Oh, she's in the tower. She's dead. Fuck off! How did you get down here?
This is heavy-handed.
And yeah. Also, okay, so they're kind of on like the red ink on the paper and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
like Lex Luthor is. I don't know, he's, like, supposed to be, like, this manipulator of people, and, like, he, like, tricks Batman into fighting Superman or whatever, and he tricks Superman into fighting Batman, but he doesn't even do it well. It's just everyone's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's, like,
yeah.
Bruce Wayne, like, reads a few checks that say, like, you did this, and it's, like, why didn't he see this before? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody would have seen it. It's so dumb. Also, and also, like when, why doesn't Superman know where Martha is? He knows where fucking Amy Adams is at the drop of a fucking hat.
That's a good point. That's a good
but
point.
But Lex Luthor has the Polaroids. They traumatize him.
This is so, like, gratuitous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, particularly sensitive to these types of things. Like, these are in a lot of movies that I like. But once again, this is another example of this movie not earning that kind of imagery, that kind of scenario, you know, like it was gratuitous. And it was like, oh, what if we had like creepy fucking photos of
your mom Martha Kent being violated?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
okay. I was like, what are you doing? You fucking, it's like they're going down a checklist of stupid angsty bullshit from the 90s.
And then let's give Russian Chris Klein a flamethrower.
What was the deal with that character? I couldn't follow his arc. I couldn't, like, he was just an ever-present menace that, like, he's sweeping the floors and then he's in the desert and then he's...
I'm gonna guess that Holy is shit. A comic book character that we don't know.
I don't care.
And
no.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So, cares. Was like, the robot thing Cyborg?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a robot?
When you were excited about Cyborg meta-human. And there's that dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Okay. That was cool. I like Cyborg on Teen Titans.
Yeah, like, you were all excited, and I'm like, do you know the actor? Like, why
no,
are you
no.
excited? And you're like, no, I just like Cyborg. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I like Batman, but this is miserable.
I'm sorry. Yeah. When the guy, like, levitated a box, and then Cyborg is Cyborg, I was like, what the fuck?
I mean,
why didn't you see his origin story?
Wasn't that the perfect example of this whole film?
Yeah.
Like, that was the Flash film, we're getting a Wonder Woman film, thank God.
Yeah.
Should we be thankful after that?
Yeah, because
who's making
I liked
it?
Her.
Here's the thing. I don't know who's writing it. There's a female director, and I think she made something pretty good, is from what I remember. I don't remember what it was, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I've lost all faith in this universe.
It's the first female-led superhero movie. I'm trying to be optimistic. Jenkins. That's all I'm going to say.
Patty Jenkins is directing it. Okay. It's not... Okay. If it's not Zack Snyder. It's not Zack Snyder, so it's like... Okay, so it is good. Okay.
Yeah, so... The fact that Zack Snyder is in charge of Justice League and they're working on that now makes me sick to my stomach. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, ending of this movie, he's like, we gotta assemble a posse for justice.
And she's like, how come?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I've got a feeling.
The future's coming. What the fuck are you talking about?
Also, when they shaved Jesse Eisenberg's head, Serge and I looked at each other and just went, Adam Sessler.
Oh my god, you're right.
But wait, so how did he get in jail? I'm sorry, guys. I fell asleep through half his movie.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't show it. And it doesn't matter.
He's just mad at Superman, and then they take him to jail?
Someone convicted him. Maybe Batman pressed charges.
Isn't the amount of time that it took... Really? Well, they fought Doomsday, somebody...
There's no sense of time in this fucking movie.
That's fine.
Like you mentioned earlier, there was Clark's funeral that Bruce and Wonder Woman are at.
Yeah.
Then it cuts to the prison where Batman confronts Lex. Then it cuts back to the same funeral.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What is happening?
And then that cliffhanger, man, when Superman isn't actually dead.
And he could levitate dirt.
Shocked.
I don't know what the hell is going
on. So apparently Wonder Woman was originally being directed by Michelle McLaren. But then,
what did she do?
And then Warner Brothers either fired her or she left. And now it's Patty Jenkins.
Those names are both super familiar. Do you know what they did?
Let's see. I'll look up. So Patty Jenkins is known for Monster. I don't know what she did in Monster. Oh,
that's a good movie.
Yeah, so... Like... It's one of those things where, like, if this movie were in capable hands, it would be a whole different story. I guess that's the case for any movie.
Wait.
But...
Yeah, go ahead.
But, like, there are... obvious things, at least to me, that obvious choices that were made where it's like, you really think you can get away with this? You think that people are gonna just buy it and accept it and think it's cool? Like, you're a joke. You're a child. What are you thinking?
Speaking of jokes, can we talk about the score?
It's
tell me, what do you
and
think
how it was so bad, Hans, what are you doing? You're getting worse at this.
Did my message make sense? Of this movie,
yes.
Is typical Hans Zimmer score, and then that Wonder Woman song.
Her song that sounded like Jaguars, and then Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL were both great. Just sounded like they mashed up their previous scores. So we had hints of Dark Knight, and we had hints of Mad Max, and it was just noise. And then the only reason that Wonder Woman was different was because it was the only one that wasn't just noise.
Yeah.
Because it was...
It was noise with, like, tweed guitar on top of it.
Yeah, it was very... It was a weird choice.
So, Patty Jenkins directed Monster.
Oh, okay. It's a good movie.
Cool.
So, yeah, the score was terrible, and I'm really disappointed, and there you go.
Yeah, so...
Everything's terrible.
You know, everybody knows I love Spider-Man, right? And I've been burned twice. Like, Amazing Spider-Man 2, I thought it was okay when we first exited it. And, you know, over time, I'm like, yeah, it's not very good. But, I enjoy some of it. But, like, I guess The Amazing Spider-Man 1 is probably the perfect example. Or is what I'm getting at here. I left the theater after seeing the first Amazing Spider-Man so defeated. Like, I was depressed. Like, me and Fozzie were driving back to our house, and I was like, wow. Like, I had... God damn it. Like, what have they done?
Yeah.
What have they done? But even though I care way more about that character and that franchise than Batman and Superman, I wasn't angry like I am here. Like, it didn't offend me.
He's,
you know what I mean,
exaggerating too. We got out of the theater, we were walking down the street, and Javi was like seething angry
because it felt like I was being offended for 2.5 hours straight, like being pandered to, being insulted with, like, the movie thinks you're an idiot.
I don't even know if like pander is the right word of just like,
no.
It just like throws an image in your face.
Look at this.
And it's like,
yeah.
Bleh.
Yeah, and like The Amazing Spider-Man, like that movie, I see what they're trying to do and they fail spectacularly and it's kind of funny and like, oh, well, you guys, you don't know what you're doing. Okay. But like it's almost laughable, you know? It's a joke. But this movie is like, I don't know, like for whatever reason, I can't really tell you. It bothers me. This movie bothers me a lot. I hate this movie. So,
It's just self-serious, and it doesn't deserve it.
The last bullet point I have on my little note sheet is that the value of this movie is that it has no value. We have found something void of value. This is something to be seen that literally has nothing going on.
It is literally the rock bottom of superhero movies.
Yeah.
Including everything the 90s offered.
Including Daredevil. The movie.
Like, poor Ben Affleck, man. Like,
I like. Yeah,
he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll.
No,
he's fucking fine. But you don't need to have sympathy for that man.
Fair, that's fair. But I just don't like. I don't like. You know,
his Batman deserves so much better. Like,
he was a fine Batman. I think his cowl didn't have to have like a permanent angry brow. It was so stupid.
It's intimidating, though.
You know, like I told Gabe before I saw the movie, I'm very excited for a Batman standalone film directed and starring Ben Affleck. I think that has so much potential. But now after seeing this,
I'm just tired.
It's so it's so ruined. Doesn't like this universe is ruined.
No, bring back Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
he was so good.
He was Birdman. That's where they brought him back. They brought him back as Birdman.
Ew.
I haven't seen Birdman. I don't know.
That movie has to be better than this. I mean, we have a yardstick now, guys. We can measure a value of a movie compared to this.
So
absolute zero.
Yeah, I mean, my final statement, I guess, is that like I went into this movie expecting, it's probably going to be bad. Everybody agrees. Like, it's got a really low Rotten Tomatoes score. Like, the reviews are not even mixed. They're mostly bad. Some people thought it was entertaining, whatever. But I went in there thinking, look, as long as there's some neat, like, Batman stuff in there, and you know, as long as there's some stuff to cling on to that's promising of, like, what the future could hold, then maybe it's good enough. But I did not expect to be, like, to feel so insulted and to feel so upset about this, but I am.
I didn't expect you to be this upset about it either, but I
was happy that Kevin Costner was there.
yeah.
No, Invincible Son. I couldn't understand a thing he was saying.
He was upset because he tried to do a good, but then a good turned into a bad because he didn't plan for water to be rerouted and some shit about cake. Who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah, his mom gave him cake because he was a hero, but then horses drowned or something.
He moved a river, and then the river went somewhere else and killed shit, and he was like, I didn't anticipate this.
This is another scene that isn't linked to anything.
Superman is, like, not dressed as Superman climbing a mountain.
The Antarctic. Yeah. I was like, is he going to the Fortress of Solitude? Is that what's happening?
But can we talk about that fucking workout scene for no reason?
Oh my god,
Batman
montage.
Pulling tires? Why are you pulling tires?
That's how
is this?
That's how you fight Superman.
What about hitting the tire with a hammer?
Guys, I will say my favorite part of this movie was that oh shit look that Batman had on his face, like when Superman started getting his powers back. That made me chuckle a little bit.
I don't think I was awake for that.
But then I got brought back down.
My favorite part of the movie is when I took my glasses off and I couldn't see the movie as well, and I started enjoying it more because I wasn't hindered by my five complete senses.
Yeah.
This movie was fucking terrible.
So, if I had this film, like the whole cut of it, I could probably make some really sleek looking trailers with just pieces of it and be like, oh, look how cool this shot is. Look how cool this shot is. But that's as positive as I'm willing to go with this film. Like,
it is a 2.5 hour long AMV.
Yeah.
What's AMV?
Anime music video.
Yeah, it's when people cut up the most hype part of an anime
and then put it to Good Charlotte.
To Linkin Park. Linkin Park.
They do that with Supernatural and stuff too.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised.
But yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, like, and yeah, it's Zack Snyder thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we saw Bruce Wayne just, like, working out and it was so hardcore and, like, all these cool ways we could do it? And, like, I don't know, if you want to do, like, a Rocky montage kind of thing, sure. But, like, everything else, earn it. Mm-hmm. Make it, put it in context. Mm-hmm. Nothing was in context.
No.
It was just vomit. It was just deleted scenes played back to back to back to back.
Yeah. And it was all disjointed.
Do you think maybe it was like a mix-up in the editing room and they actually did that and that the real movie is actually really good?
No.
No. No chance.
Based on what we saw, there's nothing redeemable. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm tired and I wish I had the 2.5 hours back. Why did he need 2.5 hours for that movie?
He needed to tell the story.
At least an hour.
Think about, and this doubles up that money burning analogy is like, think about that. This movie was supposed to come out last year, but they took more time to work on some effects reshoots, and right? Cut it and reshoots and whatever else.
Yeah, that really helped. Like, that tied it together.
This movie was already as expensive as you could imagine, and then they made it more expensive to fix it.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Oh man. Okay, so. You got everything out that you wanted to say about this?
Wait, let me see. They treated women badly. Lawrence Fishburne's great. The score was terrible.
There was that weird scene with Amy Adams in a bathtub.
Okay, so yeah actually, I wanted to touch on that because
it was romantic when Superman got into the bathtub with his shoes on and jeans.
Oh, don't ever do that.
Yeah. Don't you like the way the water makes your jeans all squidgy?
I thought that what they were trying to do, and you know, and. I've said what I have to say about Zack Snyder, but I like seeing Amy Adams and Henry Cavill be in a relationship like that. I thought they were cute. I don't know. I thought they were kind of adorable. Like even when he saves her and they kiss real quick and like just anytime they were being kind of intimate and like actually the first time near the beginning where she's being held up by that terrorist or whatever and she lets go because she. Let's go of the dude's arm and nods at him a little bit, and then he takes him out.
Yeah,
like,
that was the only cool scene. That was whole movie.
It's
a
cute little moment, and I don't know. That was like one little spark where I'm like, this is a cute couple, and I would like to see more of them, so that I care about them more.
Also,
and that's what this movie's missing. You don't mm-hmm. care about anything.
Mm-hmm. Also, why did everybody in Metropolis think that Superman killed those people with guns?
What?
That was, like, the whole trial against him. Oh, that he went to the desert.
Oh, and then killed people. They're all shot up.
But they were shot
to death. I think they were blaming Superman's presence as, like, that's the reason that they shot all these people. But whatever.
Because he brought the alien technology down from whatever?
When Lois was being Elena Fisher from Uncharted.
Yeah. And her boyfriend Adam Scott got shot right in his fucking face.
You know what? In that scene, I'm like, they're probably not going to shoot him, but I wish they would shoot him. And then they did, and I was like, all right.
Apparently that guy is like, he's some pretty big character in Superman.
Oh, good.
Not anymore.
Of like, yeah. I can't remember the name.
Wait, was that supposed to be Jimmy Olsen?
Yes.
That would be...
Really? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. They shot
Jimmy Olsen?
And he works for the unceremonious, CIA now?
Unceremoniously, they just killed him.
So like, there was an interview of like, Jesse Eisenberg was originally going to be Jimmy Olsen.
Oh my god.
And then...
And they just promoted him to Lex Luthor?
Yeah. More importantly, they just shot Jimmy Olsen in the face and we just met him?
It's gonna be okay, Lois.
What? He wanted it to be like a diversion. Like, oh my god, mm-hmm. they got Jesse Eisenberg for this. It's gonna be... He's gonna come back and it's gonna be a whole movie about him and then he's dead.
This has been therapeutic. I feel like I... Like, that 2.5 hours was all of this building up, and I needed to, like, scream it at a microphone for the internet to hear.
Well, I'm glad, because I still feel like shit.
I'm sorry, you warned us, and we went and saw it anyway. I mean, are we ever going to learn, Hav?
Yeah, I don't care about Justice League. I don't care. I don't care what the trailers look like. It's done.
I'll see Wonder Woman, that's it.
Yeah!
I'll see Wonder Woman. Okay, I will consider Batman... By itself,
can we give Gal love to Wonder
get it?
Woman?
Can
she looked
get it, Gal?
Awesome.
Fuck.
Yes.
It's Gal Gadot. I've heard so many people.
Yeah, I know.
Call her Gadot.
Gadot. Gal Gadget.
Gal Gadot. She's great.
She was good.
Of Fast and Furious fame.
Yes. The lone hint of life in that entire dreary funeral of a movie.
In the final fight or whatever, wasn't it adorable? Like, Wonder Woman's like, you know, cutting off limbs and fucking, like, going at him. Superman's shooting him with the lasers. And then Batman's, like, a mile away, like, I hope this gas canister does some damage. It's like, what are you doing here? It felt like Hawkeye in Avengers. Yes. Like, you don't belong in this fight. Like, what do you have to offer?
I agree.
You're a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, fuck that guy. So, I guess that's... I mean,
yeah,
those are surface thoughts on the worst movie ever that we just saw.
Yeah, like, I want to
kill myself.
Some insurance here. I did just get out of this. I have very strong feelings getting out of it. Maybe I'll feel a little less upset later on. You know,
may feel a little less upset. The movie's still terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. There's no going back.
The emotions might settle, but, like...
I'm perplexed, like, people that liked it, you know, like, I don't want to call anybody just names, but, like, it reminds me of when Spider-Man 3 came out, the Sam Raimi one. I really, really liked it.
Everything goes back to Spider-Man.
I'm sorry.
You've had so many Spider-Man movies.
I think this is an example that makes sense, though. Like, I left the theater really liking the movie. And it took, like, a year for me to, like, eventually kind of see it objectively and be like, oh, yeah, there's some choices here. There's some things. Yeah, this might not be good. This might not be, like, I thought it was great. I thought it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that explains, like, some people probably fucking love Superman and Batman and... They've wanted to see this movie for a long, long time.
Has anybody checked on Dub? Is he going to be okay? Has he seen it?
I don't think he's seen it, which is amazing, because he's Mr. Batman.
He did die.
He is Bruce Wayne. Ghost. Yeah.
But yeah, I hope he... I want to know what he thinks. I want to know what actual fans of these properties think, because I have no allegiance to DC. I don't care.
Except Wonder Woman.
Except... just because she's the first, man. Just make the damn movie. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I have to say about Batman v Superman. If you're out there listening, let us know what you thought. Leave a comment below. I'm actually, like, really curious. Or tweet at us. I'm at Hobviously with a zero. Rachel is Rachel ZG. Rachel ZG.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe is Rabid Wombat 9. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know if you think we're full of shit.
We're not.
We're not.
Yes.
All right. Is that it for everybody?
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Yeah, let's I'm ready to go have a existed. Snack or something.
All right. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.